The Republican National Convention is underway in Tampa, Florida, after being postponed because of Hurricane Isaac. Although it's been on the quiet side overall today, we were curious as to what the mood is like, what delegates are talking about, and what to expect over the next few days. So we caught up with San Francisco Examiner contributor Melissa Griffin for her impressions on how the event is shaping up so far.
It really has not been a huge and exciting morning. I mean, Ryan Priebus, not the most charismatic speaker, got up, gave the opening thank you and welcome, and it was really kind of a tepid response. And the most recent speaker just got on the stage, and it was very interesting what he said. He said, welcome to the convention. I want to thank you for coming out. We're going to make sure this year that Obama's a one-term president. And what I thought was interesting about that is he didn't say, we're going to elect Mitt Romney. He said, we're going to make sure Obama's a one-term president. And that's kind of my overall sense of things here. It's a lot less yay Mitt and a lot more no Obama.
And anti-Obama, what issues are they focusing on to get their people riled up?
It really is just the economy is bad and it's Obama's fault. We really haven't seen very much in the way specifically why it's Obama's fault. But I assure you, anything that's wrong in the world today is Obama's fault.
And as you look around the room, what's the diversity like?
There isn't any. I've seen almost, I think, fewer than five African-Americans.
You could, count them.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Five among how many, about how many people?
I think, 20,000?
20,000. Interesting. What about women? Recently, a number of Republican figures have been in hot water because of Todd Akin and his little quip on women. So what is the women's presence like?
The women that are here wear very high heels and have blonde hair. And I say that as someone who is wearing high heels with blonde hair. So there's a bit of a type. They're the people who you might imagine would be here. And I'll just give you an example. I was at an event the other day about social media and politics, and the room was pretty diverse in terms of male to female. And they opened it up for questions, and not a single female asked any questions. And so they're here, and there's been an effort made to integrate them into the proceedings, but they're definitely not speaking up very much. They don't appear to be really taking over any part of the platform so far.
Who are you looking forward to hearing from?
Chris Christie.
Why?
Well, because he's hilarious. Because he says what he thinks, and even though I disagree with him, and I think what he said about California is kind of rude, but at least he's honest and he's entertaining. I mean, the truth is this is a pretty boring set of proceedings, and if you have somebody who'll tell a good dirty joke every once in a while, it certainly breaks up the monotony.
You've been to Republican conventions and Democratic conventions. What's the biggest difference between the two?
I think the most obvious thing is the diversity. I think you just. Any alien who landed and went to one, and the next day went to the other, would go, well, that's obviously this is where the brown people are. You know, I think that's just what you see very, very quickly from the outset, from just eyeballing it. You could show me a deck of cards, and I'll go, that one's for the Republican convention. That's pretty clear. And this year, however, I don't know that the Democratic convention is going to be much more excited than this one is. I mean, both sides seem to be a little somber at their prospects. I think people like Obama, they don't want Mitt Romney to be president, but it's a little less, 2008 is just impossible to compete with. You're a Democrat. I mean, that was just a really amazing, life-changing millennial event for a lot of people, and I don't think either party is going to capture that this year.
And what's going on with Ron Paul and his delegation and the people with him?
Oh, it's just fascinating. I'm talking to these guys. They're really interesting. So the Republican National Committee has worked pretty hard to make sure that Ron Paul delegates aren't getting sat. And this is all a bunch of machination that's happened prior to getting here today. But one of the things that's going to happen is these delegates who were bumped for various reasons are going to try to pass a motion to allow themselves to be reinstated, basically, as delegates. And that's going to be a bit of a fight. Mind you, they're going to lose all of this, but it is going to be a show. And the reason it's important is because, A, it's going to be interesting in a sea of uninteresting things, and, B, it really does show that the Republican Party is deeply fractured. There's a reason why the committee worked so hard to keep these people out and keep them quiet. They don't want the world to see that there's a large percentage of people in the Republican Party, even here, who are not on board with Mitt Romney. And keeping that part quiet is going to be very important. And watching that dynamic is going to be, again, one of the most interesting things that happens here.